This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guests this week for the Wednesday Talk Show is Pastor Matt Ferguson, Christy Roach, and Fred Roach.
They are here to talk about the annual Thanksgiving dinner that's held every year at the Knights of Columbus Hall.
See, you almost said Christmas there. You did. You almost. Well, you know, everybody's talking about Christmas, and it's not even Thanksgiving
yet. All right, I'll bring that up. You're a minister. Is that a good feeling that people are thinking Christmas and they accidentally bypass the Thanksgiving holiday?
No, that's not a good thing. Okay. For one thing, they're not really thinking about Christmas as the celebration of Jesus' birth. They're just thinking about parties and gifts.
Yeah. But I'm also thinking, though, you look at all the turmoil and the tragedy that's been going on, and we've had a lot.
Yes, we have.
That it's a sign that, you know what, we need something positive, and if looking ahead to Christmas this early is part of that, I'm all for it.
Yeah. But the reality is, for a lot of the people who go through one of these great losses, the holidays is the toughest time of year on them. I mean, you know, we've had different big losses here recently. We've had some major losses over the last year. Mm-hmm. And in the church family where I serve God, the holidays are actually kind of a tough time for those folks. For other people, remember that. Mm-hmm. To include them, call them, maybe do a little special outreach to them during that time. But yeah, I think for most people, the stores had Christmas stuff up, I think, easily the earliest I've ever seen this year.
They didn't even let Halloween get here.
Yeah, it was before Halloween was over. There were some people reporting in that trees were going up inside of stores.
And you mentioned, before we get going on the Thanksgiving dinner, the tragedies that have happened here. As a minister, you have to deal with the families sometimes with those. That's got to be tough.
Well, it is, and the great thing is it's not just up to the pastors, but the community reaching out to them and supporting them. And just for people just to realize, it's not that you need to have the magic words, the right things to say. Just your presence is often a great benefit to them, and just to make sure you continue to include them and call them. I don't think you have to have the right things to say. Just being able to remember them and just checking in with them is a great benefit.
Absolutely. And now let's change the subject here on a good thing, and that's the annual Thanksgiving dinner that happens every year at the Casey Hall in Taylor Springs, and this year is no exception. So whoever wants to start us off here, let's...
Well, let's talk about last year. Won't you guys tell us how it went last year? Because I think we set records last year in the numbers.
I think we served 600 people, or over 600 people, and then we delivered over 100 meals. Wow. And so it was a great success. A nice turnout. We're expecting that many this year, at least.
If not more, depending on the... And the 600 people, let's equivalate that to how much food. I mean, how many turkeys do you guys actually go through?
Yeah, that's 19 turkeys. 19
wow.
turkeys. Yeah.
19 turkeys. How many pounds of stuffing?
I have no idea. I mean, do they even tell us that? The Free Methodists are kind of our stuffing people. It's kind of interesting. We have different people who do different things, and they've kind of got their part of it down to a science, don't they?
They do.
Yeah. And
yes,
then you don't even have to really think about it too much. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. But they do, what does it say for them? 13 pans. 13 Imagine pans. That's 9 by 13, probably, pans. They're bigger than that.
The big steam table pans.
Big steam
table. Okay, so those are bigger.
Like buffet, like they use for a buffet?
Yes.
Oh, those are big and deep.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So it's amazing how it all comes together, isn't it? Matter of fact, if you were somebody who wanted to worry, you could easily worry about this stuff, because when you start thinking about this many people coming through, but you go in there and it just kind of like a well-oiled machine.
It is, exactly.
Let's talk about Thanksgiving Day. When will the dinner take place this year?
It starts at noon.
11. Yeah, 11 o'clock. 11. Yeah, we start at 11, go to 1. But you guys get there a lot earlier than that. I think you guys open up maybe at...
About 8, 8:30. Yeah.
I think one of the more enjoyable things is maybe one of your first things you do is you start cutting pies or something, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pie cutting. And we always tell people if they're volunteers for that, they're good, because any of them that just accidentally fall apart and you have a bad cut, that you kind of have to get rid of the evidence.
How many bad cuts are intentionally made?
Good question.
It all depends on what kind of pie it is.
See, if it was me, the cheesecake would probably have bad cut. I love a good cheesecake.
It's interesting how different people have different pies that they really
cheesecake
enjoy
or
the
cherry
most.
Pie. You get good cherry pie in front of me too. That's a good one. Yeah. But this has been a tradition that's been going on, especially in Hillsboro, for many years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I would say we're probably at 20 years at least now. I should go back and look it up. I can always remember when it started. I can remember the pastor who was here, a guy named Rob Roy, was a United Methodist minister over serving Witt Irving area.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the idea, and we all were kind of like rattled by the idea of thinking about trying to pull something like this off. And he said, well, let's just try it and see what happens. And so we started off just holding it in the basements of different churches and their fellowship halls. And then it's kind of grown over those years to where, I mean, blessings upon the Knights of Columbus people, because can you imagine trying to feed this many people in any of our fellowship halls? That size of that facility and be able to go through that, that's a big – and then you guys are able to store stuff there, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so they go and they do inventory to store stuff. And
not only fellowship halls, but you look at the other buildings like the Moose Lodge or the Lions Club, there's no way.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And having that many cars come and go and everything else, yeah.
Well, the police department would love all those cars parked downtown for if it was at the lodge. But this has been, in Pastor Matt, we've talked about this for many, many years that I can recall. This is a sign of everyone working together, because you've got one church that's in charge of desserts. You got another church that's in charge of, what, potatoes.
Right.
I mean, everyone works together on this thing.
Yeah. Well, Fred, why don't you just go ahead and read through our list. This would be kind of like not only the churches, but what they're part of is what they bring to
the meal. Okay, the Free Methodist brings the dressing, 13 pounds. St. Paul's Lutheran brings the green beans, 23 cans. First Baptist, 50 pounds of slaw. Our Savior's, 38 dozen rolls and butter. The First Christian Church drinks, sweetener, creamer, etc. Calvary Baptist, 25 desserts, pies preferred, cakes accepted. St. Agnes Catholic Church, 25 desserts.
Plus, they probably donate the hall, because you got Knights of Columbus, they're associated with them.
Right.
So, okay.
And the Presbyterian Church, 19 turkeys and 10 desserts.
They always associate Presbyterians with turkeys. I don't know.
I'm just reading off the paper. Pastor. Okay. The United Methodist, 50 pounds of mashed potatoes.
That's a lot of mashed potatoes.
That is a lot of mashed. Oh, wait a minute. We're not done.
Okay.
St. James Baptist Church, 50 pounds of mashed potatoes.
So you got 100 pounds of mashed potatoes.
Nope, hold on.
No. World Harvest Prayer, 50 pounds of mashed potatoes.
Where's that church at?
That's the one up on the square. Used to
okay,
be...
Okay, on the square. Okay.
Used to be Redemption Center, now World Harvest of Prayer.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. And then one more.
And then Ware's Grove Lutheran Church. 8 cans of cranberries, chicken broth, and 60 stamps.
They do the mailings. Yeah, they do the mailings.
Oh,
yeah, they pay for that.
All right.
So that's a good number of churches all around
here.
And all sorts of volunteers. Everybody has at least 2 to 4 volunteers for 2 different shifts. So that ends up being quite a few people you have come through. And they do all sorts of things, from greeting people to serving people to cleaning up after people. Who do you have? You have music, too, don't you? Don't you guys arrange music?
Pences Christy, are coming for the
Pences?
Music.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yep. For those
David
who don't know,
Trish.
Who are the
can't think of
David and Trish Pence.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
Trish Pence.
Yeah, they have a ministry, and they've done it for a few years, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they have.
Yeah,
and I called, and they're delighted. They already had it marked on their calendar, and they're excited to come.
That's a good band when they already have it marked on the calendar.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Done.
It is.
It is.
But 600 people last year.
With another, what'd you say, 100 carryouts at least?
100 carryouts.
And this is all free except for I guess a nominal donation.
We don't stress that because we get this all. But there are some people when they come, they want to make a donation. They'll even probably search you out, don't they? Some people will search you out and say, "Look, I want to donate," and that's okay. But there isn't any kind of donation tied to it at all. We don't have any like a donation thing set out or anything like that. And so it's just free. The idea is to try to get people together for fellowship time in the community. Get people together to fellowship together and build a sense of community. It's really good with some people maybe who are going to be alone for Thanksgiving, but that's just for – we have whole families will show up together just to be able to be together with other people and celebrate a time together, you know, community-wide.
Man, they get to eat Thanksgiving dinner early and then, depending on their family, get to eat it later in the day. Man. That's a lot of food.
Yes, it's an amazing, generous community.
Yes.
Yes.
I've always said that about Hillsborough and Montgomery County.
Yes.
You could have an individual that's down to its last dollar, but if there's a family in need or whatever, they always step up and help that family out. Mm-hmm. I mean, case in point, now I don't know the figures yet, the three children that got killed in the horrific automobile accident. I'm kind of curious to see how the community steps up on this. But, I mean, they always do. I mean, you look at the Cancer Association,
yes.
$180,000 last year.
I know.
It never ceases to amaze me. And it's hard to believe, though, that the Thanksgiving dinner is already here. And this is just the crux of the iceberg, because I know, Pastor Matt, you've got Coats for Kids and other organizations out collecting items for children in need, and that's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, the Coats for Kids, in case anybody is not aware of it and maybe would like to make a donation, what happened was, I'm going to say it's been at least 15, 17 years ago. It was when Don Putnam died. Don Putnam was a very generous individual in the community. And he would take care of the need for warm clothing for kids. People didn't know he did this, but he did this for years, where the school simply let him know when people needed warm clothing. Mm-hmm. And he would go out and buy it, and then they would distribute it. When Don departed this life, I think it was like in the spring or early summer, a light bulb didn't go off until that fall when it started getting cold. And then people realized, we can't call Don for warm clothing. And so Al Schumacher was the school board president at the time. Alan Prettner was on the school board. And they called me up because I was the president of the Ministerial Association. They explained to me what had happened and asked if we would take this on. And they both made the first donations to this Coats for Kids. And so ever since then, the ministerial group has been allowing the schools do all the screening for who's in need. So the schools do all the screening. We never see the names of anybody. The schools do the screening. They simply give us the age of the size of the child and if it's a boy or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have volunteers who go out and do purchasing, and then they bundle it up according to, you know, which school, Hillsborough or Coffeen, a boy or a girl, what size. They'll have a number. They give us like a number. This is girl number 5 at Coffeen, size this.
Mm-hmm.
Then we just drop it off with that kind of information. Well, we end up probably spending anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000 to provide the warm clothing. So if anybody would like to make a donation to Coats for Kids, you can simply write it, make it out to Coats for Kids, and make it out to the Hillsborough Ministerial Fellowship. We run the money through the Hillsborough Ministerial Fellowship, and Joyce Smalls, our treasurer, and make the check out to the Ministerial Fellowship. Put in the memo space, though, Coats for Kids, in the memo space of any check. And then mail it to P.O. Box 306 in Hillsborough, Illinois. P.O. Box 306, Hillsborough, Illinois, 62049. And that could help to pay for the warm clothing that's made available through the school district. And so it's really been a great ministry. It's about anywhere from 130 to 150 children are helped. And we usually spend around $3,500 to $4,000 a year in making this happen.
If someone misses the P.O. box, can they just drop it off at the church?
At the Presbyterian Church and just put Ministerial Fellowship or Coats for Kids in the memo space, and we'll take care of it.
Okay. You always have to have an option, too.
That's right.
Sometimes, you know, you forget.
That's right.
And this goes right along like what you were saying, Christy, about the giving of this community. You got Coats for Kids. The Angel Tree Project, which does a lot of good. Mm-hmm. Toys for the Marine Corps League's got the Toys for Tots right now going on.
Angel Tree. Angel Trees will be going up.
Yeah. I mean, this
I haven't seen those up yet. Everybody talked about all the pre-decoration for Christmas, but maybe I've missed them, but I haven't seen the Angel Trees up.
Oh, yet. I'm sure they'll be up sooner than later. But I mean, but this is a very giving area, and it concerns me a little bit about the actual need in this county, and it also concerns me is
absolutely
where's that line? Because everyone can give so much, but there's that line where you have to say, I'm sorry, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Are we getting close to that line? I hope we're not, but you know, it's got to be.
Well, for people to realize, number one, we try to tell people, every need does not have your name on it.
Absolutely.
Every need you become aware of doesn't have your name on it. And then on the other side, for those who are working on providing needs, to make sure they do some screening, to make sure the people who are being helped are really in need.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as long as everybody finds out where are the needs that do have my name on it, and then on the other side, they're doing the screen to make sure these are the people who have the real needs. I think it's just an amazing generosity that can really just go on. God provides through his people, and as long as they're faithful and following, it's amazing what can get done. In a community like this, you know, we talk about, you know, Montgomery County is not one of the wealthier counties. As a matter of fact, it'd be listed as one of the higher rates of poverty and stuff.
Really? But, I thought we were up there with Cook County.
Oh, yeah, we're right up there with New Trier School District. That's us, yeah. But the amazing thing is every study will show you that those in the lower income brackets, lower middle income, lower income brackets, give a higher percentage of their income to charitable giving than those in the high income brackets.
Absolutely.
Every study will show that to people. It's one of those teaching moments to help people understand what's going on with the some people have the idea the more they have, the happier they'll be. Actually, the more they have, the stingier they will be on average, because that every study has shown it to be true. And so we have a very generous community. We have a group of people and meets amazing needs, needs.
Absolutely, and a community that works well together.
Yeah, they're not afraid to roll up their sleeves. That's right. It's not just giving money. Rolling up their sleeves and getting work done. It's they put themselves to the test.
We've got a couple minutes left on the program here. Last year, 600 people. So the food in general for this year, how many people can you actually serve with this?
We're planning for 700.
700?
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah. Now we can say we've not run out yet, but we came really close one year. One year, one of the persons who was working at the thing actually went home and got their turkey at home that they were going to have for their family later that night, and actually brought their turkey in and used it to finish off the people who were coming in. That did happen one year, but we've not ever run out of turkey since then. It was Georgia Gunn.
Wow,
Georgia Gunn went home and just sacrificed her turkey for the common good.
Wow.
And made it so that we didn't run out that year.
You can't really go to Capri and say, have a turkey on standby on Thanksgiving Day, because they're technically closed. I don't know. Maybe the grocery stores are open, because you never know. You know, you may forget cranberry sauce and need to run to the store for it. Yeah. But, I mean, but that's the kind of thing on Thanksgiving Day. Not too many places are going to be open. And I don't think beef store or a convenience store with turkey jerky would work.
Yeah, we'd have turkey on hand.
Oh, man. This is just an honor, and it's hard. It's sad that Uncle Ralph isn't here.
This is the first time we're doing this little PR bit without Uncle Ralph here. But
this was one of his favorite events.
It is, and he was such a great – he's just a glowing example of somebody, a very giving person who is always out helping others and doing things for people. I know his big grill that was toted around and cooked many a pork patties is still being used by others as they bring it around.
He's left a legacy on that one.
That's right.
He's left a legacy with the pork patties.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Pastor Matt, Christy, Fred, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much coming in, and I do appreciate it. As we come to a close, give us the times again for the Thanksgiving dinner, so that way.
The actual time of serving is 11 to 1.
Okay.
So the doors will probably open a little bit ahead of time of that, because they'll have volunteers showing up earlier to do the final setup.
Right.
But and for those who are making all these donations, I mean, we have people all over, that just for them to know, you can start dropping them off after 8 o'clock that morning. Matter of fact, you guys even have some setup time, I think, on the day before. I think
the day
Calvary.
Before, the day before. Yeah. Calvary.
Yeah, Calvary's men. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they come in and do that. So if you want to volunteer, if somebody's out there and says, hey, I would like to volunteer, how can I do it? You can get a hold of any of the pastors, and we have volunteer sign-up lists. Or we can give you, if you don't care, we can give you guys your phone numbers out there. Go ahead and tell them how they can get a hold of you.
Okay. You can call 217-532-2909 or 217-899-3085 to get a hold of us.
Okay. Or they could go by and see their daughter. See, they're known That's more right. by their daughter, maybe. So tell True. Them who that is.
Melanie Tisco at the new Trey Chic Salon in Hillsboro.
A lot of people know Mel. Shameless plug for your
That's right. A lot of people know Melanie. Stop by, get your hair cut, and volunteer for Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Yes, there you go. Former winner of Dancing with the Stars. Oh, man. Yeah. That was a long time. That was, what, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
As we wrap up, though, volunteers. We mentioned volunteers. How many volunteers are used for this thing?
Wow.
How many churches did we
do? We have a lot of volunteers.
We have
more the merrier.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's 12 churches, and I think we ask all of them to provide like six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So right there is 72.
Right.
Wow. I mean, yeah, if they all came through at that many, that would be 72, and they probably do all come through.
And this
that many.
This basically they start basically on the 26th with setup of the tables and that at the Casey Hall.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But it's hard to believe Thanksgiving is here. The holiday season is here, and
it is.
And the another year has come and gone.
And winter season is going to be here tomorrow.
You could just watch your tongue on that one.
Yeah, yeah, really. We're only, is it 2 weeks away?
Well, they're calling for snow flurries coming up, I thought, but no accumulation. But there's a chance for some snow coming up. So I hate that word, but that's coming up too.
Yeah.
My. Ladies, gentlemen, thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
I do appreciate it, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Sure.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having us.
And that will do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guests were Pastor Matt Ferguson, Christy Roach, and Fred Roach for the annual Thanksgiving Day dinner in Hillsboro. We will talk to you next week. Until then, so long.